rise. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
God of heaven and earth, you come in close and make us yours. Equip us by your Spirit to confess our sin, embrace your forgiveness, and seek the way you set before us in your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
With honesty of heart, let us confess our sin. Merciful God, forgive us. Our will is handcuffed to sin, and we cannot break free. We have spoken when we should have kept quiet. We were silent when we should have said something. We acted when we knew better. We were still when we knew we should have. For the wrong we have done, for the good we have failed to do, have mercy on us. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.
Amen.
God loved the world so much that he sent Jesus to heal us and set us free. In God's mercy, you are forgiven. In God's love, you have life. Amen.
Thank you.
Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Guide. In the waters of baptism, you bring us to new birth, to live as your children. Strengthen our faith in your promises, that by your Spirit we may lift up your life to all the world through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Snow princess. You are decked out for the weather today. love for us never changes. And today we'll hear that special verse about that God so loved the world that he gave his only son. He loves us. And that's the one thing that he's done on, which has never changed. So pray. Dear God, thank you for the beautiful change of weather today. Thank you for being with us through all the changes in our life, the good ones and the bad ones. Help us to remember your place in all of those events, and help us to remember that your love for us never changes. In Jesus' name we pray. Join me in circle.
Reading from Genesis. Now the Lord said to Abram, go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land that I will show you. I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great, so that you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and the one who curses you I will curse. And in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed. The word of the Lord.
Thank you.
A reading from Romans. What then are we to say was gained by Abraham, our ancestor, according to the flesh? Or if Abraham was justified by works, he has something to boast about, but not before God. For what does the scripture say? Abraham believed God, and it was reckoned to him as righteousness. Now to one who works, wages are not reckoned as a gift, but as something due. But to one who without works trusts him who justifies the ungodly, such faith is reckoned as righteousness. For the promise that he would inherit the world did not come to Abraham or to his descendants through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. If it is the adherents of the law who are to be the heirs, faith is null and the promise is void. For the law brings wrath, but where there is no law, neither is there violation. For this reason, it depends on faith in order that the promise may rest on grace and be guaranteed to all his descendants, not only to the inheritors of the law, but also to those who share the faith of Abraham. For he is the father of all of us, as it is written, I have made you the father of many nations. In the presence of God to whom he believed, who gives life to the dead and calls into existence the things that do not exist. The word of the Lord.
Gospel according to St. John, the third chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Now there was a Pharisee named Nicodemus, a leader of the Jews. He came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do apart from the presence of God. Jesus answered him, Very truly, I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God without being born from above. Nicodemus said to him, How can anyone be born after having grown old? Can one enter a second time into the mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Very truly, I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God without being born of water and spirit. What is born of the flesh is flesh, and what is born of the spirit is spirit. Do not be astonished that I said to you, you must be born from above. The wind blows where it chooses, and you hear the sound of it, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus said to him, How can these things be? Jesus answered him, Are you a teacher of Israel, and yet you do not understand these things? Very truly, I tell you, we speak of what we know and testify to what we have seen, yet you do not receive our testimony. If I have told you about earthly things and you do not believe, how can you believe if I tell you about heavenly things? No one has ascended into heaven except the one who descended from heaven, the Son of Man. And just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life. Indeed, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
He had the chance that many of us might long for. Of course, I'm talking about Nicodemus, and he got the chance to spend an evening in conversation with Jesus. Just imagine if you had that chance. A chance to spend time with Jesus, to see him face to face, to sense God's love pouring out of him. To be that close to him. Imagine the conversation you might have, the chance to tell him your concerns and worries, the chance to share your joys and your loves, and the chance to talk with him, to ask about all the things that weigh heavily on your heart. Imagine if you could ask Jesus one question, what would that be? Well, I asked that to a few people this week. If you could ask Jesus one question, what would it be? And some of the questions I heard back were, why is there so much meanness in the world? Or, why not have just one religion that unites people instead of so many that divides? Or, the one I expected, why does there have to be evil in the world? In fact, I actually thought this would be a pretty easy question, that most of us would have such questions that we want answered, ready and waiting, and people would just pop them out. That's what I thought, until I finally asked Nan the same question. She thought about it for a while, and then she pulled my own trick back on me. What question would you ask? She said. And suddenly it wasn't easy anymore. Nicodemus asked some questions that night. He was a member of the Sanhedrin, a Pharisee who was part of the ruling Jewish body in Jerusalem. But he's an intriguing figure. Nicodemus didn't just dismiss Jesus like most of the other Pharisees did. Or maybe there was something in the things Jesus said and did that touched him, that reached inside and invited Nicodemus to want to learn more. And so he came to Jesus at night when no one else would notice. And then they spent time together. And oh, the things Jesus told him. That to see the kingdom of God, one must be born anew through God's Holy Spirit. That the Holy Spirit isn't something you can manufacture or create in yourself, but it comes on its own, in its own time and in its own way. That Jesus himself would be lifted up on a cross as the means of salvation for all people. That God was doing all this because God loved the world. That God was doing all this because God was saving the world. And when it was all done, when the evening was finished, we aren't sure at all what Nicodemus thought. His last question was perhaps his best. How can all this be? He asked. His last question is perhaps also ours today. How could it be that God has sent his Holy Spirit to us, to invite us into faith, to guide our lives, to accompany us in all of life, and to teach us about grace? How could it be that the Holy Spirit seems to show up at the strangest times in our lives, when we don't expect it and when we most need it? How could it be that Jesus would have to suffer and die to save us? How could it be that he loves us so much? Maybe that's the question we should ask first if we ever got the chance. How could all this be? God, how could you love us so much that you sent Jesus to suffer and die to save us? How? Oh, how could that be? God does love us so much. And perhaps Nicodemus had some sense of that on that night so long ago. For while the Gospels never tell us that Nicodemus became a believer, after Jesus died and Joseph of Arimathea went to take the body of Jesus off the cross and bury it, Nicodemus went along with him to help him. How could this be, we ask? How could it be, as we are filled with awe and wonder? How could it be? Well, here's how. God so loved you. Amen.
Of the Nicene Creed. We believe
in one God, the Father the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ,
the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. with the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. Dear God, you are our help and strength. We know you go before us and walk beside us always. As we journey according to your word, we thank you for the gift of faith you gave to Abraham and Sarah and our ancestors. Help us to walk beside one another in the faith you give us. Lord, in your mercy. God of all creation, just as you created the hills and valleys of the earth, our hearts are also yours. Sustain us in your love, that we may better serve you. Help us to see that we are called to also love all that you have made. Lord, in your mercy. Dear God, thank you for the gift of vocation. We pray for all people in all professions. We especially ask that you relieve the stresses and anxieties of accountants and tax professionals during this tax season. Lord, in your mercy. God of all knowledge, thank you for the gift of education. Be with all students and teachers as they continue their spring semester. As they take exams and work on papers, give them your peace. Bless all teachers and students with your comfort and love. Lord, in your mercy. Comfort your people, dear Lord, in their many needs. Give them your assurance and let them feel your arms around them. Give relief to those who are sick or suffering in any way, especially those we name before you now. Give them healing, peace, and recovery. Lord, in your mercy. Into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always. Thank you. us pray. Merciful God, receive the sacrifice of our praise and thanksgiving and the offering of our lives, that following in the way of the cross, we may know the joy of the resurrection through Christ our Lord. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ. You call your people to cleanse their hearts and prepare with joy for the Paschal feast, that renewed in the gift of baptism, we may come to the fullness of your grace. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the
our living water and our merciful guide, we bless and magnify you. You led your people Israel through the desert and joined us in our desert, pouring out your life for the world. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering, therefore, his life, death, and resurrection, we await your salvation for all this thirsty world. Pour out your Spirit on this holy food and on all the baptized gathered for this feast. Wash away our sin, that we may be revived for our journey by the love of Christ. Through him all glory and honor is yours, Almighty Father, with the Holy Spirit, in your holy church, both now and forever. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Thank you. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace.
Amen.
Let us pray. Compassionate God, you have fed us with the bread of heaven. Sustain us in our Lenten pilgrimage. May our fasting be hunger for justice, our alms a making of peace, and our prayer the song of grateful hearts. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen. Amen.
Thank you. don't you mean you were able to have our son?